Talk Show. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot. Yo, welcome. How the hell did I come off like that? Ugh, I'm a fucking curmudgeon right now. Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I am your host, Louis B. And today we're going to be talking about this week's news and some interesting blog posts that we have up about synchro mysticism. Again, done by enemy combatants of Jersey City 9/11 Truth. Very interesting. We're going to start with the bombing in Afghanistan that killed 17 civilians. And it's the first official act of the Obama administration. Hold on. It seems like it's going to be more of the same. We already knew that there wasn't going to be any change. Looks like Harold Karzai is condemning the U.S. bombing, which means he's probably going to get taken out very soon, or at least we're going to be told that he's now a terrorist after he was installed. So Harold Karzai, you better be careful with running your mouth, because if you keep shooting off, no matter how pro-U.S. you are, you can and will get kicked out. So remember, you are a puppet of the United States. Just ask Mohammed Mossadegh. He was pro-U.S., pro-Israel. He went to school here in the West, in the United States. All he wanted to do was say, wait a minute, these oil fields are on our land. The oil and the land that it's on belongs to us. Oh crap! Here comes some terrorist attacks, and here comes the mullahs. So yes, Mr. Karzai, President Karzai, be very, very, very careful with what you say. So anyways, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. Here, check this out.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yes. But anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. Well, not a break, but I'm gonna play some unsigned music because I wasn't actually reason why there wasn't a show today yesterday because I actually had to go to a wedding. My cousin, got married, to a lovely young lady. She's a perfect, in my opinion. She's a perfect fit for the family. A wonderful addition to the family. She rolls with the punches when it comes to our strange sense of humor. So, Jessica, welcome to the family. And I'd like to say, I love you. You're my new cousin. Boom. We
are family. Now you're really, really screwed.
Yeah. Told her, aha, you're in the family now. You can't escape. There is no escape from this family. Once you're married to us, you're screwed. You're locked in for life. It's like the worst cell phone contract out there. It's like, haha, gotcha, nigga. So, but anyways, congratulations to him and his new bride. Love you guys both. May you guys have a wonderful life together. And may it be to the end of time. So, there you go. With that being said, let me see if I have any romantic music. Yes, I do. Here it is. I'm dedicating this to my cousin and his new bride. This song is called Sanctuary by My Beloved Tragedy.
The winter takes me over, rabbit's foot and four-leaf clover. My luck's left me, it departed, circled the sand, my prayer started. But who are you coming to my sanctuary? Speaking of love, it is so arbitrary. Do you think that you can't own me? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me now? Do you still want me now? Or weather, storm solely just you and me. Now please, hold me tightly, hold me gently. Rain is falling, darkness is ending. Recite to me words of magic, so my ending's not so tragic. But would you stand the time it takes till this is finished? Would you hold me upright when my strength diminishes? Do you think that you can only? Do you think I give in so easily? Come into this fire with all your thoughts of loving me. And if you can stand the flames, I'll show you all the monsters in my dreams. Do you still want me there? Do you still want me?
That was My Beloved Tragedy with Sanctuary. Check them out. MySpace.com/WeAreMBT. Or just find their link on CrotchShotRadio.com. And while you're on CrotchShot Radio, feel free and click on the ads. That's how you help support us. But if you would like to, Blockbuster Total Access, for my listeners only, get 50% off their first month. With over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rentals, and free shipping. Check out Blockbuster Total Access at CrotchShotRadio.com on the top right-hand side. Also, we have some other sponsors from the Apple Store where you could get yourself a nice, lovely iPod or a MacBook. Which, if you want to escape Vista, the MacBook operating system is fantastic, and you won't get any damn viruses. It's very rare. Also, buy.com, get yourself some electronics and all that. And if you want to download some music legally, because LimeWire has a lot of viruses. LimeWire is bad. You could infect your computer. And you know what? A lot of people have gone to jail for downloading from LimeWire because they might be trying to download some music and it turns out to be pedophilia, a child porn. So if you want some safe downloading, check out Rhapsody Digital Music Service. Access to millions of songs. New tracks every Tuesday on Rhapsody. Also, we have got some shirts. Just click on the check out our store on the top of the top of our page, and you can get some shirts. Please help support the CrotchShot Radio Show, so that way we can continue supporting you, the listeners. Back to the news. From freedomsphoenix.com, an Associated Press article, official says Icelandic government could fall this weekend. As, some of you may know, Iceland was one of the places where the people were actually revolting against their central bank. Apparently, they don't have an Obama-type black dude over there to lull them into a full sense of security and make believe that everything is fine. But, you know, who are these people to be? They're probably a bunch of uneducated idiots that are not happy with anything. But anyways, let's check this out. Iceland's government could be ousted from power this weekend, becoming Europe's first to fall as a direct result of the global financial crisis, according to a spokesman for the prime minister. Thousands of people gathered to protest the government's handling of the economy Saturday outside the parliament building as Prime Minister Geir Hareide's Independence Party held crisis talks with its coalition partner, the Social Democratic Alliance. The alliance may seek to oust Hareide form a minority government with opposition parties until May elections. The Prime Minister's spokesman, Christensen, said the alliance did not directly comment, but a spokeswoman, said that there has to be a functioning government in this country. We see it as a prime duty to ensure that we are not ruling anything out. Banging frying pans, cooking tin lids and drums, demonstrator called on a governing coalition to quit immediately and demand changes in the leadership of the central bank and financial regulators. Wow, these people have nothing better to do. They're just crazy conspiracy theorists. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a central bank. There is just all in their minds that this financial crisis is caused by their central bank. Holy crap, we got enemy combatants. Hey, cool guy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. I just had to go make myself some food real quick.
Very good. So, what do you think about these Icelandic people? Icelandic people at least rising up against the... against their central bank, against their government. In fact, so much so that their government might fall this week.
Well, it's the exact opposite of what's going on in America, where you have a bunch of ninnying Obama worshippers basically saying that the government you know, more government regulation and intervention will fix the problem when it's the government that caused the crisis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, if you know what, seriously, these people, I mean, I hope if there's anybody from Iceland listening, I hope they understand that I speak with sarcasm, as I do look up to people that actually fight against their government that they don't agree with and actually take the power away from them and make the government realize. I mean, I'm reading this article, I'm thinking, damn, these people are shitting themselves. This government is shitting themselves. Right. So, we got Kimberly. Got Kim. Hi, gorgeous. How you doing? Oops. Hi, gorgeous. Alright, Kim is not on yet. She's not talking.
No, I'm here.
Oh, hey, gorgeous.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You know, I'm talking about the Icelandic people rising up and giving their government some hell because they don't know how to freaking mess with the money. And over here, we're all a bunch sitting here like a bunch of assholes with our thumbs up our ass, and our central bank is screwing us over left and right, and we stay here and we do nothing. What the fuck is that shit about? That's what I want to know, you know?
I got a link for you. Link me, baby.
I don't.
Do you hear what's going on with the Indians up in New York?
What, the dot head or the feather?
The feather.
A feather, okay. Because we got both kinds here in New York.
Oh, well, yeah, you're up there, right. Well, you're up there. You should be knowing about this.
I'm in
New York. Seneca Nation Indians?
No, I don't know, because I'm in New York City, and the media is, like, really closed off over here.
Oh, yeah, the media is not covering this.
No.
From what I hear, I just posted the link, the Indians, dude, they're behind every tree, and they've blocked off Highway 90, I guess it is, and they're daring the federal government to come anywhere near and shooting them if they do. So that's happening right there.
All right, well, I gotta break that. I'm going to have to not break that story. The story's already broke, but let me...
Check it out.
Check it out and then friggin' post it everywhere.
Yeah,
you know.
One of the people. Go ahead.
Starbucks, are you mute? Oh, wow. Alrighty, so...
By the way, as a reminder to the listeners, if you remember, we played the clip where Barack Obama said that it's not good policy to question the Federal Reserve. And whoever made the video juxtaposed that clip with Greenspan on Jim Lehrer NewsHour, where he says the relationship between President of the U.S. and the Federal Reserve and the Congress and the Federal Reserve doesn't matter because the Fed is above both institutions.
Hmm. All right. Well, with that, let me play this video that enemy combatant has sent me. Let's see, where the hell is it?
We never. Okay. We got a nigger president. Where the shit y'all aren't. Follow me as my moves go. As you can tell from the damn TV, even the white people are happy. You know why? Because Bush is no longer the fucking president. We got a fucking nigger president. In your face, KKK, Mr. Third fucking K. In your face, fucking Nazi, you old 88HH, Triple H, Hitler bitches. Your fucking president is a fucking black man. How the fuck does that feel, asshole? Y'all know what y'all can do? Y'all can kiss it, goddammit. That's what y'all white motherfuckers can do. Because, bitch, we got a motherfucking
black president.
Oh,
hell no. No.
Whoa.
No. No, I'm not. I can't watch the rest of that one. That That's ignorance in itself. Because you know what? They made it about race. And if I didn't vote for them, I'm a racist. You made it about race first. So
yeah, no, see, exactly. That's what this clip perfectly illustrates, is the fact that the typical African-American Obama supporter, in this case a woman, you know, is saying that, exactly, you know, we voted for him because he's black, and we did it to spite you.
Yeah. In fact, let me put the link in the chat room for everyone to see. But I mean, I give it this one. She pulls down her pants and shows her ass. Nice. That's all I gotta say. And what's this you sent me, the Starbucks Are You In music video ad?
It's a campaign for Obama.
Really? Alrighty, let me put this also in the chat room for everyone to listen to.
Why don't you play that clip next?
Yes, I'm gonna play it. I'm playing it right now. Oh crap,
we can do it. Join the grassroots movement. Let's all come together, everyone, and lend a hand all across the land. Join in, let's begin, start right away. Together, moving forward toward a brighter day. We have the tools and the skills, and we're capable to change the world and make it more sustainable. Together, we are strong and our bonds are unbreakable. If we act bold, we can attain the goal. Let's have the courage so we can be a service. Planting seeds when they flourish, everybody will be nourished. Together we are better, nothing to it but to do it. It's a grassroots movement. Let's all do it together.
Oh, fuck that shit. Seriously? You know what? You know what? If there's any Obama supporters out there, the moment that you gay motherfuckers want to come and start the goddamn socialist shit, I'm going to be ready for you assholes. You understand me? I'll be ready for your fucking assholes. Because you fucking weak motherfuckers don't want somebody else to do the goddamn thinking for you. You want someone else to do the goddamn thinking for you, which means I'm fucking stronger than you are because I think for myself, and I will fucking slash your fucking throats. The moment you start trying to come at me and tell me how to fucking live, that's giving off way too much CO2. CO2 is a life-giving gas, you fucking brain-dead zombie motherfucker. Kiss my Puerto Rican ass. Moving on.
No, but see, nobody started being nice to each other until after Obama got president. And now, you know, because the Messiah is here, we can start cooperating and start helping each other. But before that, we could all just be selfish. You see, we have to have somebody do the thinking for us, exactly.
I mean, I actually on Friday I went to go see this movie called named Defiance, about the Jews fighting off the Nazis while they were holed up in the forest. It's a fantastic movie, but there's way too much socialist overtones. And Kim, that typing is getting on me.
Sorry. Sorry.
Like, has I don't know how many people are in the room right now or listening.
I'll mute myself while I do this.
Okay, thank you.
But has anybody checked out the Spice Girls series that I posted on the blog?
Oh yeah, that's right. What Enemy Combatant has done, he actually wrote up a series of blog posts. He likes to call them the Stargate Girls because there is a lot of New World Order symbolism in a lot of the Spice Girls videos. A lot of symbolism. So I highly encourage everyone to check it out. CrotchShotRadioShow.com or CrotchShotRadio.com. Really check those out and spread the word. Spread the word. Tell them to come. Tell everyone you know. Come, read them. Learn. And of course, we have other older posts that Enemy Combatant has done about synchro mysticism and all that nice stuff. Welcome to the chat room, guest 5, KBLO003, Hats, cool guy, Kim. Like to thank everyone for coming and listening to the Karate Shot Radio Show.
Why don't you give that number out so people can call in?
Yes, the number.
Call the Karate Shot Radio Show now at 724
444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Exactly. I finally got around to making that. Yes. All right, we're back. Enemy combatant, you there? Ooh.
Yeah, I'm just.
Kim, if you start acting naughty, I will just pull your pants down and spank your ass red. That's just how I roll.
That's how you roll.
That's how I roll. I like spanking because I don't like.
Do you spank barehanded or do you need a belt?
Oh no, barehanded.
Ooh. Little cup or a flat hand?
It depends on the ass and depends on how much reverb I would like to hear.
Got you covered.
I mean, if it's a flat ass, then I have to go, straight handed. If it's a round ass, then I have to cup it.
I'm still trying to get over this whole Obama love fest, man. I was hanging out yesterday at the bar with a couple of my friends. And it seems that foreigners, for the most part, know what's up. And they know that America has been taken over and it's all a sham. But for some reason, even my, neutral friends who aren't really into politics, they've been baited by Obama. And they really believe in what they see. They said that my friend Brian yesterday, as an example, said that he knows a good politician or an honest politician when he sees one. And he says that Obama really is going to bring change. And I try to explain to them, that the Obama logo is a sigil composed of three letters, N-W-O. And, not just that, but the people who have been grooming him. I ought to dig this clip up, but Obama actually said when he won the Senate seat in Illinois in 2004 that he's not ready to run for president because he just became a senator. So if he wanted to become president, he had to start campaigning immediately after he became senator, which is what ended up happening. But he made a public statement for the record saying that he wasn't ready to do that. So clearly somebody is financing this guy. Clearly somebody is giving him support and directions. And it's people like Richard Haass, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and other top globalists.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, we played a video in the past on about Obama's administration. There is no change. It's the same from Clinton's administration. What change? I mean, when I think of change, I'm thinking, you get some new blood, you get some, some dudes that are like probably some green behind the ears, wet behind the ears. You get some like young,
See, this is exactly what Pastor James David Manning was talking about when he said that the Negroes are not ready to control the White House. He said that Obama, the people rallying behind him, the whole Obama movement is a movement of hate. And of making white people and others feel guilty that they had to vote for a black man, that there was no other option. And for more information on this, I suggest everybody go look at my blog post on this, where I break down the propaganda video released by Demi Moore and her boyfriend, Ashton Kutcher, along with other celebrities, where they basically pledge their devotion and their service and their allegiance to Barack Obama. And the blog post is entitled Black Bush, Servitude, and the NWO. And basically what it is, I'm just going to read you a little excerpt from it and then go over this article real quick synchromistically. Of course, with the pictures, it's a lot easier to understand the symbolism and significance of this advertisement when you're looking at it visually. But here's the write-up for it. A mind-numbingly cringe-worthy and deeply disturbing MySpace video release shows vacuous celebrities pledging service to the incoming Obama government and the form of activities such as not flushing the toilet. after taking a piss, only after taking a shit, and selling their obnoxious cars. The video was produced by actress Demi Moore for MySpace Presidential Pledge Project and features highly annoying actors, singers, and phonies such as Puffy Combs, you know, P. Diddy, Courtney Cox, and Ashton Kutcher. Now, when you're actually looking at the video, a lot of it comes at you very quickly, so that's exactly the reason why I take the time to take screenshots and break them down with text so that it makes sense as a narrative when you're going through it to prepare you for the video itself. Because if you just watch the video itself, you might think that this really is sincere. But if you look at it from our perspective with the information accompanying the images, then you realize there's some creepy shit going on here.
Exactly. In fact, let me play the video, and after that you'll direct them to your blog post. In fact, I'll try to find it so that way I can give them the exact link and I'll plug it in the room. If you have small children in the room that are awake and aware of the New World Order, please send them out of the room, because this will make them shit themselves. Without further ado, this is the video I pledge.
Let us summon a new spirit, a patriotism, a responsibility, where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves but each other.
I pledge. I pledge. I pledge. I pledge help end hunger in America.
Pledge America and Muslims.
I pledge
to volunteer more of my time to help children battling serious illnesses.
Oh, somebody actually did something with this video. They did something and creeped me out really bad.
Yeah, that wasn't the original. There was some music.
Oh, I know what they did. They mixed it with some Borg. They mixed it with the Borg. Oh, okay. This guy is against Obama. It's funny as hell. All right, let me keep playing it. But it was starting getting a little like creepy. But I all right.
Volunteer more money. Working with UNICEF.
I hope there's a big
cake. Reserve the house.
I consider myself American. Please represent my country, pride, dignity. Please represent my country, pride, dignity.
Look at that! They look like a purple skate!
I consider myself an American, not an African.
Find this service project. I pledge allegiance to the Funk, the United Funk, to never give anyone
Wow, this is really freaky as hell. All right, well, that wasn't the original, of course. Let me see. But the reviews are, one of the comments are, I pledge to boycott every one of these scumbag celebrities.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. And the guy, McPlain Tarith, replied, The problem I have with the original pledge is implies that Americans are a bunch of dumb babies that need to be spoon-fed values from Hollywood stars on OxyContin and 8-Balls telling us how to think morals. Essentially a insult to most of us thinking humans. Brainwashing propaganda. Give your souls to Obama policies. Bullshit.
That's right. And if that's right.
And if you think for yourself, resistance is not futile. Resistance is necessary.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other night, actually, how effective we actually are. You know, I was going over the live IP tracker, how many different people from different countries have seen our website. And it's really astounding to me. You know, people from as far as the Philippines and, you know, the other part of the world, the other side of the world, are tuning in to CrotchShotRadioShow.com. And also on TalkShoe. So it's really amazing how we're having such an effect. And, you know, even if people within our own movement here in America don't necessarily agree with or understand what we're trying to do over at the blog,
there are people
from other places who do and who appreciate the hard work we're putting in.
Right. We got somebody from Kvizka. I never heard of that place. Kvizka?
I don't know. You're going to have to send it to me. But if we look at the Obama video, it's really full, chock full of symbolism. And it opens up with a quote from Harry Truman that they say that the job of president is the loneliest job in the world. You know, in other words, you know, even though it's lonely, the president has to act alone, and that's what gives him strength. So, in essence, is what George Bush said. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as he's the dictator. Same thing with Obama, except now they have people wearing T-shirts of Obama. They have people wearing hats of Obama. They have people wearing shoes of Obama. Obama babies now. You know, he has he literally does have a grassroots network of people who will kill to defend him.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, we went to go see this movie, Defiance, which has a lot of socialist overtones in it. But as I was walking there, I see these guys with buttons and stuff, and one of them walks up to me and he's like, "Oh, you want to buy a button? This will help. The money we go will help, solve the climate change crisis." And I'm like, "Oh, you mean when it used to be called global warming?" "Yeah, it's the same thing." "Well, first of all, I don't support Obama." "Why? He's our president, not my president." I will never see Obama as my president. As far as I know, he's just some motherfucker that they just gave the job to. You know, he's not even black.
And people are saying that the second time he took the oath, it wasn't on a Bible. So people are questioning that now.
Oh, it wasn't on a Bible? What was it on?
No, he just raised his hand up in the air.
Oh.
Yep, and the whole process took about 30 seconds to redo it.
And no one has a problem with this. It's like, okay, he's black.
Yeah, he screwed up the oath. He retook the oath improperly. You know, he's already off to a bad start. I mean, he's making a promise. He didn't actually say how or when he's going to close Guantanamo. He just made a promise to close Guantanamo. So
like
how is he going to actually carry through with that?
You know, not for nothing. Everyone's going to have to wake up sooner or later. They're going to see him screwing up. And it's going to get to the point where they're going to be like, "Oh, crap, shit."
Well, that's what's so interesting. One of the pieces of symbolism in this Obama video that I'll get to, or rather I can address right now, since it is so relevant, there are people in the video that Louis just played, the remix of, that have on their shirts a words, and there's only two people in the whole video that have words on their shirts. And so I pieced these two words together, and it seems like a subliminal message. One has the word rental, and the other one has the word hero. You put them together, and it spells rental hero. So Barack Obama is a tissue to be used by the New World Order bankster cartel you know, a puppet president that they could dispose of at any time.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, the fact that, I mean, I can't believe how much, like, mindless idiots that he has supporting him. It really is shocking. It's really
well,
scary.
The reason is because of slickly packaged videos like this one. Now, it actually says in the intro, after you see Obama's face in that classic Orwellian Big Brother, by the way, half of his face is covered, so you only see one eye, so making him a Horus, you know, Eye of Horus, Eye of Ra, Osiris, you know, the Egypt eye resonator, you know, the eye at the top of the, at the capstone.
Yeah, and the thing I was just thinking, the pictures that they made for him, the silhouettes they made for him,
mm-hmm.
look very similar to a lot of communist posters that showcase Lenin and Che Guevara and socialists like that. And
well, they've perfected this. It's a science. They've got it down to a science. And in the intro, it even says, "We'd like you to know." You know, you'd like us to know what? And then this message pops up on the screen with the white, blue, and red letters. You know, again, playing on American nationalism. Has nothing to do with America, but it's these three colors. And it says, "You're not alone. So we'd like you to know you're not alone," in huge letters. So Big Brother is watching, you know, Barack Obama, this, like you said, the posters of Big Brother everywhere, the silhouette image, the, you know, it's like a brand. The logo of Obama watching you everywhere. That's what it's come to.
Yeah.
And in this video, in the intro, you can see the layers of his skin, the different silhouettes, the stencil of his image fade out and peel away, which is basically a, you know, a synchromistic way of saying that we're now, you know, stripping away at the fabric, the disguise of Obama, and getting to the true nature. And throughout the video, all these celebrities have these really weird, you know, almost possessed. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. Just like the Spice Girls video, they have this possessed look about them. And Cameron Diaz at one point actually says, you know, "I want us to stay on this planet forever." In this really creepy way, she just stares at the camera like she's drugged out. And, you know, they're telling you, folks, this is a prison planet. And you see Courtney Cox and David Arquette just giggling, just laughing at you, you know, for buying into this. They know exactly what they're doing. And also you see a lot of the Freemasonic checkerboard throughout the Obama video, which is, you know, another symbol that I talk about in a blog post called The Matrix, The Map, and The Checkerboard. The checkerboard is symbolic of the field on which this info war takes place, the battling grounds, the map of Earth, or the chessboard, checkerboard. And yeah, so the whole video is just filled with creepy occult symbolism and colors and the way it's edited. And one of the most creepiest parts about it is Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the lead singer, wearing a shirt. And at heart level, at his solar plexus, you see like a window into his soul. It's like a circle with some clouds in it painted on his shirt. So very, you know, occult, esoteric symbolism taking place here, and he kisses his biceps, which I'm not sure what that's all about, but it's very creepy, to say the least. He kisses one bicep and then the other while saying that he pledges service to Barack and then Obama.
Well, you know, there's nothing
it's
different.
It's just really creepy.
To pledge my service to Obama, I sucked myself off.
And then at the end of the video, of course, you know, the reason why this guy made the Borg remix is you see Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore in a square and then in a fractal grid emanating from them as the center. You see all these other celebrities in a square of their own, like a Brady Bunch, you know, type grid thing. And, yeah, basically, we are one. We will all be one. That's what it concludes with. And the image of the grid with all the people in it turns into a, you know, like a puzzle pieces that make up the larger portrait of Obama. And Obama absorbs them, basically, into himself, kind of like the Borg. So go figure, you know, go watch the video for yourself. And we don't need celebrities telling us what's good and moral for us. You know, like I said, only after Obama got elected are now people thinking about being nice to each other and helping us out. We couldn't do it before. What's wrong with you people?
That's what I want to know. I mean, I've always, gone on my way to help people. I've always picked up my trash, cleaned up in front of my house, you know, made sure everything was nice and clean. It really comes back to my theory. Most Americans do not have a personal sense of responsibility. They want to be taken care of. They don't want to think for themselves because it's too hard.
Yeah, be the change. We are change. See, we are the change. We started doing sorts of public outreach before Obama even came along, and then now they hijack it.
Yeah.
CNN also has a movement now, Be the Change, or something similar to it, where you could
sign up and become
a journalist. So they've hijacked our movement.
Yeah. MTV, during the inauguration, that was their tagline. Be the change you want to see. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you want to see that from We Are Change now, huh? All I'm saying is, if you're in a 9/11 truth group, or if you're not, or if you're in a patriot group, I think it's time to start getting more guerrilla with this. And you know what? And I don't mean using violence or anything. No, of course not. Of course, if you're attacked, you got to do what you got to do. But other than that, nonviolence. My suggestion is, what it seems to me is that most Obama supporters, they don't pay attention. You could tell them, oh, Obama's for, legalizing the butt-fucking of young kids. Oh, yes, I'm for that. Yeah. Obama said that? Yeah, okay. Yes, I'm going to go home and butt-fuck my 2-year-old right now. So, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, to start waking up some people, I would say, you know, I don't know how, what's that word? We got Shamrock Jim, Sandwich Jim, welcome to the Crutch Shot Radio Show, and KBL0003, you're both on the air. Welcome. All righty, which one of you guys going to talk?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, how you guys doing? You're a little low.
Sorry about that.
So, scrupulous, unscrupulous. What's another
one? I mean, look, you guys heard the video earlier of the black girl dancing and shaking her ass in celebration of Obama. She said, you know, we got a nigger president. How does that feel, white people? So, It's coming from her mouth, not mine, that, you know, this is basically payback for years of slavery, which my ancestors, I'm happy to say, did not participate in. You know, I have nothing to do with the slavery of these disenfranchised African Americans who voted Obama, and yet I'm to blame because I'm white. You know, it's bad that I'm, you know, middle class, and that my family is trying to make it in America. That's a bad thing, because I'm white. The system likes white people. But now that there's a black president, that attitude should disappear, right? Wrong. The Obama presidency is just another excuse for black people to act even more selfish and more ignorant.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Kimberly is like, someone told me that the prayer the preacher said when the whites start doing right. Is there anything to that? Yeah, I heard that prayer.
Well, he said hopefully what he heard was they were talking about a family of Joe and Helen White. because clearly they couldn't be talking about all the whites in the nation needing to do right.
I mean, how many, I mean, enemies?
See, it's the perfect ploy, man.
Damn,
you can't attack him because he's black. It's the perfect cover, left cover, liberal, Democrat cover. And see, somebody like Obama would not have won if he was running on a Republican ticket.
He's the perfect manufactured candidate.
You know, I mean,
you were going to ask me a question?
Yeah, shit. How many slaves did your family own back in the day?
Yeah, none. In fact, I'm Armenian Ukrainian. My parents are both from the former Soviet Union. So, I mean, I'm Slavic. Slavic comes from the word slave. My people, my ancestors, the people that I come from are, for the large part of history, been enslaved. Since the Roman Empire, the Slavic people have been used as slaves, as servants, because of our ability to withstand weather, because of our physical build. We are basically, white trash, I guess, the lowest of the, at least in the hierarchy of white people, the lowest, because we can be used for brute force and sheer muscle power. That's why we were enslaved, the Slavic people. But nobody wants to talk about that or acknowledge that. They just say, nope, you're whitey, you're the devil, you can't enjoy your wealth. And so because of Obama's socialism, we're now going to see a redistribution of the wealth, because he said so himself, that he thinks spreading the wealth around is a good idea.
Can I interject here?
Go right ahead.
Either one of you care to tell me what percentage of whites actually own slaves?
I tell you the truth, I do not know.
That's fine. There's 10%. 10% of Southern, by the way, I'm Southern. Southern white families own slaves.
So you're a Canadian.
Say that again?
I was joking. I was joking.
Oh,
I
just didn't hear you.
So only 10%. So it's not this hatred of white people because of slavery is not fair.
What? It comes out like it was a rampant problem, or a rampant situation or happening in the southern states, and we'll say from roughly 1840 to what, 1865.
But I mean, why should white people who had nothing to do with that slavery have to pay for it now in the 21st century?
Well, that was my follow-up to you specifically. And I mean, I heard you explain your bloodline, and that's fine. But let me ask you this. Were you there? Did you personally sell anybody into slavery? I didn't either.
So yeah, exactly.
I don't know what in the hell I have to, nothing to do with that. And you know what's funny to me? These are the very same people who say, you know, can we just move on? Can we just move on? We just need to move on. Can we just?
Well, exactly. You know, 8 years of Bush is just down the memory hole. Let's just forget it ever happened. There was in San Francisco, throw a shoe at Bush Day, where they set up a thing where you could take target practice at George Bush by lobbing a shoe at a cardboard cutout of George Bush. I mean, it's Americans are just so mindless. They treat the presidency as if it's American Idol.
Yeah,
true enough. But even the black white relations and all that. I mean, the black community. Hey, they're the same ones I keep hearing. You know, I hear the Reverend Jackson and the Reverend Sharpton, my brother. Tell me, can we just move on? Can we just move? We got to get past this, America. Can we just move on? Great, let's move on. Quit bringing it up.
Exactly. I mean,
it ain't gonna happen because they're making too much money. But
exactly.
And meanwhile, hold on. Meanwhile, just let me just add this quickly. they have the whole citizenship issue featured in the Globe and the Inquirer so that you don't actually look further into that and you don't take it seriously. I mean, I'm standing at the checkout line, the cashier, at A&P where I work, and I'm seeing all these tabloid phony newspapers covering serious issues, how Obama is being sued for not being a natural-born American, but they put it in a fake newspaper so you don't take it seriously.
I mean, I really see. Look, it's like it's 2000. It's 2008. There's intermarrying going on. In fact, I mean, no, it's 2009. Forgive me. Don't you find it weird that when a white person and a black woman, or a black man and a white woman, get married, it's like still considered taboo? I mean, it really comes down, like I said earlier, Obama supporters have made race an issue. They made race an issue. And a lot of his zombies, you say, oh, I didn't vote for Obama. Oh, it's because you're a racist. I happen to have voted for a black woman. I happen to vote for a black woman. Oh, no, you're still a racist. But I voted for a black woman. Nah, that doesn't matter. She ain't black. She's a Georgia Congress lady. She looks black to me. and some of you might be some of you may know who I'm talking about, Cynthia McKinney, who I personally met. Very charming woman who I would take a bullet for. Before I even take a sneeze for Obama. And that's not because she's of the color of her skin. It's because she spits that hot fire, you know?
See, I disrespect Obama for this reason. The fact that he's not even black, he's half white, first of all. And the black part of him is really a sellout to the white part of him. You know, Obama is whitey, and you don't benefit from him. All these black people are acting like they're going to benefit from him being president. You know, just like, you know, the Yankees. That's my team. Did you manage the Yankees? Did you pitch? Did you actually hit the ball? No. It's not your team. You're buying into a franchise. You don't benefit from the power structure. And, you're just an investor in that power structure. But you don't get any return except some entertainment value. And all these black people acting like Obama's presidency is going to somehow liberate them when he's not allied with you. He's a rich guy. He doesn't care about you. Obama comes from a groomed background. You understand? He's been groomed for politics. He is the ultimate Manchurian candidate because he's polished and he's handsome and he can speak well. So he's not there to represent you. Just like Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice are also Uncle Toms. They're not there to represent you. They're rich people. They don't give a fuck about you. They have their jobs. They have their pensions secure. They can do whatever they want because they're rich people, and you're not. Get that through your skull. Just like all these white people who love Bill Clinton. I mean, some of my white yuppie scumbag friends. Oh, I love the fact that Obama's president. Bill Clinton, what we need is another Clinton in office. I'm so glad that Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State. We got a 2-for-1 deal. And Joe Biden, that's a hat trick. We got Democrats back in office. Hoorah.
Trick is right.
Christ almighty. I'm, for what it's worth to you guys, I'm in Arkansas, so I knew about Bill Clinton for a long time before anybody else because he was governor here.
Bill Clinton is so handsome and plays that saxophone. He can play with me any day.
Bill Clinton allowed the drugs to be shipped in this country. Bill Clinton freaking robbed freaking Social Security, which is why Social Security is in the shape it is now. That's where the fucking surplus came from, was from your Social Security funds. Oh, crap, the money that you freaking put in. Oh, you know, there was a surplus. Well, because it was stolen from someplace else. When freaking the Sudanese government had Bin Laden. He ignored it.
Look, come on, Obama supporters. Look at what is already happening on day 4, day 5 of the first week of his presidency. He's already allowed airstrikes to take place over Pakistan. He's talking about invading Afghanistan, reordering the troops from Iraq and sending them into both of those regions, possibly starting a new war with Iran, and even though they're seeking peaceful nuclear technology. And it's just, you know, acting like Ahmadinejad is some sort of wizard with you know, UFOs and all sorts of futuristic technology, even though Iran is, you know, far away from any kind of nuclear proliferation. And it's just ridiculous. You know, warmongering with China, also, you know, on the surface, obviously, in publications like New York Times, they're saying that China is going to be allied with the United States. But China doesn't care about us. They own us. They could nuke us if they wanted to. You know, submarines, Chinese subs, have popped up behind Navy tankers, totally caught, catching them off guard, rendering our military and our Navy useless. Do you understand? Okay, America is a superpower, yes, but there are other superpowers. This is the 21st century. China is one of the giants that seeks to wipe us off the planet, and yet we're worried about Iraq. We're worried about tiny little, you know, nation states, you know, barely even a country, city states.
I mean, I keep asking this question. We're so worried about Iran getting the, nuclear weapons. North Korea has had them for years, and yet we keep sending them money. They're a small-ass country of Asians are punking us for our lunch money. What the fuck is that shit about? Anybody want to grab that?
All I know is that the Mexicans think that they own this country. They're already acting like the southern part of America has been taken over and is Mexican. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with Latino or Hispanic culture. I'm just saying that, you know, when you have this almost being promoted in a way because nothing is being done about it, it just shows you that we're really already under the North American Union. We've been absorbed. And Stephen Harper is now taking draconian measures in Canada. And it looks like they're maybe preparing for martial law or some kind of event to take place. So I see all this together, this melting pot of activity, basically with America at the center. You know, something's going to pop off. I don't know if it's going to be this year, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, but I mean, their own estimates, the government's own reports say that they're expecting up to 30 years, at least 30 years of insurrection by the American people.
Yeah, but I mean, the way I'm starting to look, it's just going to be a small number of us that's going to rise up. Everyone else is just going to sit down watching their American Idol if they can still afford the TV set and electricity.
I mean, I often make this joke, but it's really not funny. In the future, you're going to have shows like Cops, but it'll be like American Idol where you could text your vote for how you want the victim to be tortured. Do you want to A, taser him, B, beat him with a billy club, C, pepper spray, or D, all of the above? You know, text your vote. And is that your final answer? You know, lock it in and
99 cents plus standard text messaging rates apply.
Final answer, Regis. That's America. Land of the free.
I guess you watched Running Man the other day.
That's a good film. I did not, but that's a good film.
Kill him.
That's one of my top movies.
Oh, we got Shamrock Jim back on the call. Shamrock Jim, welcome to the Crutch Shot Radio Show.
Thank you.
Turn up the mic.
Mic check, son. Mic check, 1, 2.
You hear me?
Yes.
Better.
Groovy. Okay.
Boobies.
So anyways, back at the ranch. So, yeah, so what do you think Obama's going to be vacationing this year?
That's a good question. I think he'll be down at the Five Palms myself.
Yeah.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, what, Camp Swampy?
No, the Five Palms. It's an island in the it's an island off the Iranian Peninsula where it's where they've literally dredged land and made it's a man-made island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think that's where it's going to go.
How Air Force One get there?
It can get refueled in midair. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, so callers on the line, what do you guys think of Obama's foreign policy and how his supporters are now reacting to that?
Well, can I throw out a quick story real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, buddy of mine, friend of a friend, owns a gun store. Actually, it's a pawn shop, but they sell guns. Anywho, at the end of post-election, he put a sign in his, you know, in his shop that says, you know, post-Obama sale. You know, kind of like a lot of gun stores do. You know, get them while you can because this guy just got elected. Anyway, he got a visit from the Secret Service and the ATF, and they basically insinuated, well, they came out but basically said it, that it would be a really good idea if he, you know, took the sign down. They hinted that it would be within his best interest to take this sign down. So he said, you know, okay, I don't want to...
Oh, dude, your audio. Shamrock, you're cutting in and out.
I don't know what it is. How about now?
Better.
Okay. What? Where did you get? Where'd you get to on my story here?
It would be a really good idea for him to take down the sign.
Okay. Well, he didn't want any grief, so he took the sign down. A couple weeks later, he's going to Hawaii for Christmas, and Obama's on the, you know, he's on the other island. They weren't even going to the same island, but his plane gets rerouted to the island that Obama's on for his vacation.
Okay. You're cutting in and out again.
Yeah, well, why don't you let him go and have him call back in the show or mute him?
Yeah, if you want to type it in the room, I'll read it.
Well, we've passed an hour now. Why don't you fire that number out again so people can call in? Again, this is the Crowdshot Radio Show. We're talking about symbolism in the world around us, the New World Order, living in the current moment, and how we can stop the elite who are trying to depopulate the Earth.
All right, well, I'm going to take a little break. Play these, fire off these commercials. So,
are you fed up with all the BS in the world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B, live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m. only on CrotchShotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's stupid show. Listen live if you have the balls. The revolution starts now. Our republic is in danger. Our rights are being taken away. Do you have a feeling that there's something going wrong? You instinctively know when the news is lying. Have a huge abundance of common sense? Then it's your duty to get involved and educate others and mobilize.
We Are Change is a citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement working to reveal the truth behind the events of September 11th, as well as the lies of the government and corporate elites who remain suspect in this crime. We Are Change also aids the sick and dying first responders through fundraising and social outreach programs in order to promote awareness of those who suffer from physical, emotional, and psychological traumas they received in the aftermath of 9/11. We Are Change also seeks an uncompromising and independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, with subpoena power granted to obtain a long overdue resolution for the survivors and families of the deceased. We reject the official explanation of the events leading up to, during, and after the attacks on September 11th, 2001. As well as fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. We have many chapters across the country, and now even a Spanish-language organization. Go to wearechange.org to find a chapter that's right for you. We Are Change is a peaceful organization that does not discriminate in any way. We are a tolerance of all, regardless of racial, religious, ethnic, or sexual orientation. Join us now. That's wearechange.org. This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Crotch Shots Radio Show. Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Hey, welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We got KBLO003 on the line. We got John B. Memphis. We got Shamrock Jim. We got my co-host right now, Enemy Combatant. Like to thank Hats and Cool Guy. I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crotch Shot Radio Show right now. Thanks for making time for to listen to us. We're gonna play some clips. This is a clip from the A&E show The Beast, starring Patrick Swayze. Actually, takes a swipe at 9/11 truthers. Does not accurately portray us in a good light. So
here it goes. You here for my launch card.
Look, man, if I could just get what I came for, and, you know, I'll be on my way.
You a truther or a sheep?
What?
9/11 was a false flag operation, man. Wake up. The self-inflicted wound to control the masses. You know there was no planes. All done with holograms and CGI.
Yeah, man, look, if I can just...
What's your rush, bro?
You there?
You there?
Yep. Hold on.
Yeah, so yeah, totally, so unbelievable how they try to equate us with, you know, dope fiends, narco terrorists, you know, anti-government anarchists, whatever. And most of these militia leaders and anarchists are feds. COINTELPRO. So, you know, be very careful of who you trust.
Actually, okay, I also got this one that you sent me. ABC, from ABC, Obama's brown shirt's ready to take orders and do his bidding.
Yeah, this is the news clip that I sampled for my song, Black Bush. By the way, on the main page for CrotchShotRadioShow.com, can you add Psycho Samurais to the music links, the musician section? There's a bunch of... Yeah, I didn't see it on there.
Okay, I'll put it. All right, so... So here you go.
This is
Well, Kyle, in a bigger campaign, Barack Obama used the internet like no other candidate before him, harnessing the energy of millions of his supporters.
Well, wait a minute. Ron Paul harnessed the internet as well. Just want to put that out there. Ron Paul did it like anyone. Actually raised more money than Obama, but okay.
But the question now is, what to do with this young, eager, energetic army? Here's ABC's John Berman.
The throngs of fans, the army of supporters, the sea of volunteers. When Barack Obama won, it was pure exhilaration.
Hello, Chicago!
And then?
Honestly, the next day there was a little bit of a deflation. Like, we were a little down.
28-year-old Zeba Khan is one of the huge number of Obama activists wondering, what now?
We now continue our coverage of the terrible aftermath of Barack Obama's victory, which has led Obama supporters across the nation with nothing to talk about.
It's not that Zeba and others are unhappy that Obama won. It's that they're trying to figure out what to do with all the hours, all the enthusiasm they poured into his campaign.
It became my life. I mean, it literally was.
Zeba knocked on doors in Ohio and even set up a website to solicit support from Muslim Americans. The Obama campaign built an unprecedented network of support, an email list with 10 million names and cell phone numbers, 3 million donors, 1.5 million active volunteers. The Obama transition team is trying to figure out how to harness this support. Some think there is potential to convert political support into social activism, the likes of which this country hasn't seen since FDR's New Deal.
I think it's going to bring in an era where the president's connected with an army that do his bidding and put pressure on Congress.
For now, Obama is putting his weekly radio address on YouTube, and he set up a website, change.gov, to stay connected with supporters. Zeba says she would love a job in the administration, but if that doesn't work out, she still hopes Obama will ask for her help.
I sincerely hope he does that, because that's what I'm hoping to do, because that's what I got out of his message in part.
Part of an army waiting for new orders. For Good Morning America, John Berman, ABC News, New York.
That is scary as hell.
And that's mainstream media. That's not some guy in his mom's basement eating Doritos and Pepsi making up conspiracy theories. This is the news.
Yeah, we got Cool Guy on the line.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I'm hanging out doing my thing.
Brown shirts unite, says Shamrock Jim.
Yes. Obama's gonna change the world. Obama. Obama.
Sure is.
Goodness. Actually,
come on, what's wrong with you? Are you anti-American or something?
Yes, I am.
Can I see your papers, please?
Oh, no. Nope. I actually found this song on YouTube, an Obama supporter song. Hold on. Let me play it. Cool. Okay, Power Rangers, let's do it!
Go, go, Power Rangers!
Wow, that was a very spirited Obama speech.
That is...
That man,
Dude, that Power Rangers song is not Obama-related.
It ain't?
Yes, it is. Cool guy.
Okay, Power Rangers, let's do it!
Go, go, Power Rangers!
What kind of crap is that?
Play the Lil Wayne. A Millie. Obama a Millie.
Oh, crap.
This is a real Obama supporter song.
Okay, hold on. Oops.
I mean, not all of it, just the intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Barack
Obama, 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 Obama,
Obama, President, he's the next new president. He is senator from Illinois. Yeah, his criteria compared to John McCain isn't fair because he's BLAC.
Oh, fuck that.
I agree.
Oh.
I third that notion.
Me too.
Why don't you play the Onion News Network, that NBC clip, the brown shirts clip, the one that they sampled from the Onion.
Okay, New York.
Obama win causes obsessed backers to see how empty lives are.
Okay.
You mean to tell me that NBC is taking stuff from the Onion?
Yep.
Oh, my. I've done heard it all now. No.
Welcome back. We now continue our coverage of the terrible aftermath of Barack Obama's victory, which has left Obama supporters across the nation with nothing to talk about. For an update, let's go to Jane Carmichael. Jane.
Thanks, Andrea. For the past year and a half, thousands of Obama's most obsessive supporters have devoted their every waking moment to the Obama campaign. Last night, they were celebrating his victory, but today they woke up to the cold realization that they have nothing to fill their pathetically empty lives. This is Peter Kendley. For months, he has talked about nothing but Barack Obama, turning unrelated conversations in coffee shops, bars, and elevators into discussions about the Democratic candidate's vision for America. This morning, Kendley's roommate found him in an almost comatose state.
Up until yesterday, he was so annoying that I wanted to kill him. Now I just want my old, condescending Obama-obsessed friend back.
Experts say some voters' fixation with the Obama campaign ran so deep, they've lost the ability to process non-Obama-related information. Across the country today, authorities are reporting throngs of Obama supporters wandering without direction or purpose in streets and parks.
We've been here all day. I try to reason with them. They just keep telling me to check out some new Obama video on some Obama blog or something.
Many seem unable to understand that the campaign has ended.
You don't want to regret not voting. You want to make sure your paperwork is in on time and that you're registered in the state that you want to vote in. You're not going to rest. We are not going to do anything until Barack Obama is the next president of the United States, and we are full steam ahead until Election Day.
Jane, it just looks devastating out there.
Yes.
Who will take care of these people?
We really don't know. Many have already driven away their friends and family with months of endless praise for Obama's latest speech and constant reminders to vote.
Well, that does sound annoying.
Clearly, they have no friends, nothing to live for.
Right. What about Obama? Do you think he'll help these people?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
In fact, Obama has said that he finds his supporters, quote, so irritating, I can't even deal with
it. Well, do you see an end to all of this, Jane?
Well, you know, Andrea, I think a lot of people just hope these people will die.
I think you're right.
You know, worst case scenario is that someone with evil intent seizes control of them.
Sure.
They've proven their minds can be taken over by empty rhetoric.
So if someone were to come up with a catchphrase as simple and vague as, yes, we can.
Oh, awful. They would have an entire army of extremely energetic, insufferably annoying, mindless pawns at their command.
Okay, well, we're going to be praying that that does not happen. Thank you, Jane.
Sure, thank you.
Later in the hour, we'll tell you how to spot and avoid an Obama supporter by looking for clues on their messenger bag. And in other election news, the nation is preparing for an onslaught of obnoxious kids named Barack.
Amazing. Now play the real news clip. I mean, again, blurring the line.
With that being said,
between reality and fiction.
With that being said, I am announcing my bid for the presidency for 2012. My catchphrase will be, fuck it. No?
I thought your catchphrase would be, fuck your mothers.
Fuck your mothers. Okay.
The person you're trying to reach is drunk. Please try your call again.
And when I'm negotiating peace between Palestine and Israel, I'm going to be like this.
You see? You see the way you came off with the mouth? Just like that.
And I'll have to punch, you know, whoever's the prime minister of Hamas. Alrighty.
You gotta punch him in the balls, just like the Onion movie. Yeah. Steven Seagal is cock puncher.
Okay, this is... Okay, which one you want me to produce the doggone birth certificate?
No, no, the school named after Barack Obama, and he ain't even...
Fuck. That's disgusting.
Alrighty, here it goes.
Monumental change is coming to Long Island. At last night's board meeting, the Hempstead School District voted to rename Ludlam Elementary School Barack Obama Elementary.
And they tell CBS 2's Jennifer McLogan they believe it's the first school building in the nation renamed for the president-elect.
Our school is going to be the first one in America to be named the Barack Obama Elementary School.
Cut.
Fifth grader Deontay Jackson is flying high. In Ludlam Elementary's mock election, Jackson was named President Barack Obama. His classmate Jelani Johnson, his running mate.
My name is Jelani Johnson, and I'm also Joe Biden.
The vice president?
Yes.
Students here say the mock elections were so invigorating and more permanent. Led by 10-year-old lobbyist Samantha Alvarez, this trio surprised the Hempstead School Board last night with unexpected and overwhelming written requests delivered as stirring
Ludlam is a diverse school. So naming our school the Barack Obama Elementary School would honor the diversity of the staff and students.
Principal Gene Lijan believes they're the first in the nation to pass the monumental resolution.
The board voted. It was a unanimous vote.
I never did that to you.
So this is truly historical in the village of Hempstead.
With its Black and Latino majority, the election of the first African-American president is having a profound effect on students here and their families.
I feel really proud of the school. I'm really proud.
The new signs to go up in the spring, the Barack Obama Elementary School. From Hempstead, Jennifer McLogan, CBS 2 News.
The Obama family has some news, too. It's selected a school for...
They're going to a special school because they're retarded, fluoride-infected crack babies. Yo mama.
No, but see, they didn't start loving their country until a black man, or half-black man, became president.
Seriously, these kids they're indoctrinating our kids. Holy crap. You know what? If I have kids, homeschooling them. That's it. If I have kids,
mm-hmm.
Homeschooling. Homeschooling. That's it. No. Hell no. Hell no.
All right, now play the good pastor for us. Let's cleanse our soul. Since we're going on such a hateful tirade.
Oh, man. I'm about to say the N-word and mean it.
Play the good Pastor Manning for us.
Alrighty, here we go.
I'm going to make that long-legged Mac Daddy tell me where he was born and who he is and where he came from.
Long-legged Mac Daddy.
I'm going to demand the truth. I'm going to demand the truth of him. And what I'm going to demand of him is that he show me his birth certificate. I want to see it. Now, he's been skirting around here and just skin flinting and jiving and running around here. And we don't know where that man was born. Besides, with all these court cases, there's a case in the Supreme Court. There's a case filed in Philadelphia. Now there's cases in 10 courts. And just the other day, Adam Keyes has filed a case in the California Supreme Court demanding that the electoral votes, 55 all total, be not given to that long-legged Mac Daddy until he can prove that he is a U.S. citizen. Let's see where that's going to go. There's just too many court cases. There are too many cases before the Supreme Court of the United States of America, cases all over America now. People are just saying, show us your birth certificate. Listen, Barack. If your birth certificate is what it is, what's the big deal? When the policeman stopped me and asked me for my driver's license, I don't go into a long tirade about when I first started driving and who my daddy was that taught me and what kind of cars I drive. I just produced the doggone driver's license. That's all. That's all. Produce your birth certificate, man. That's all you got to do. Hasn't done it. Know why? Doesn't have one. That's why. But Alan Keyes can legitimately say that he has been injured by this man. And the California court has to respond to this lawsuit. 55 electoral college votes are at stake, which I believe would drop him below 270 required in order to meet the nomination process. Go ahead, Alan Keyes, and boom shakalaka, brother. You ought to join with Keyes and join with others around America who are demanding some proof. Show us. I'm going to say, I don't want to see your birth certificate. Maybe you don't have one. I would simply be satisfied if I could look at your admission application to Columbia University. I want to see what name did you graduate under. I want to see whose citizenship did you respond to when you applied for admission to Columbia. Show me that and I'll back up. But we can't see that either. Because if we saw it, it wouldn't say Barack Hussein Obama. It would say Barry Sorrentoro of Jakarta, Indonesia. A foreign student is what it would say. That's why you can't see it, and he will not release it.
Boom. In fact, if I can, I'm going to play this video by Alan Keyes and Obama. Hold on. I got this. Yeah. I'm going to play this video with Alan Keyes talking about Obama. Be good.
If a president is actually exercising his power on a basis that contradicts what the Constitution said is the ground and framework for eligibility, then he's not president.
Well, it is a tremendous honor to spend some time with you, Dr. Keyes. It's great to have you. I wanted to sit down with you and ask you about what you've been up to lately, specifically in relationship to President-elect, or should I even call him President-elect, Barack Obama. Maybe you could tell me a little bit about your case and the Federal Election Committee. What is going on there?
Well, I was approached a little while ago about the issue. It had actually come up during the course of the campaign season, as I recall, where some folks had gone to court to try to seek verification that Barack Obama met the eligibility requirement that is in the Constitution. That is to say that he's a natural-born citizen of the United States. And the courts, as I recall, dismissed it on the ground of standing. They didn't address the issue itself, but said that the people who were bringing the suit didn't have standing to push for a look at his birth certificate. So I was approached because I had been on the ballot in a number of states in the general election, and I think the folks...
All right, it was a little bit long. I favorited, if you guys want to check it out, and you guys could go to YouTube.com/CrotchShotRadioShow. I'm going to play this 60-second TV ad of Obama versus the Constitution.
Heard the rumors about Barack Obama's citizenship? The Constitution requires the president to be a natural-born citizen. Obama's grandmother said she was there when Barack was born in Kenya. Obama refuses to release his original birth certificate. Instead of a birth certificate, Obama's campaign posted a certification given to those born abroad. Experts have called even that document an obvious forgery. Obama attended school in Indonesia as Barry Sotoro, when only Indonesian citizens were permitted to attend. Obama's school records list his father as Lolo Sotoro, and Obama's citizenship as Indonesian. Obama traveled to Pakistan in 1981, when it was illegal to enter as a U.S. citizen. 16 lawsuits and 2 cases before the Supreme Court now challenge Obama's citizenship. Fact: our Constitution still matters.
ObamaForgery.com. Check it out. In fact, I'm gonna link that, ObamaForgery.com.
Yeah, I've told everybody that's asked me about that. He went to school in Indonesia. They do not recognize any other sovereign citizenship from any other country.
What's funny, though, is that that brainwashed sheeple, that black girl earlier who was saying, you know, haha, we got a black guy in office now, she actually recognized that Obama is a Muslim, or was Muslim.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this site is fantastic. I'm gonna pimp it out. I'm gonna blog about this.
For now, why don't you continue playing some anti-Obama clips, the flashbacks, the clips that we played from the last episode, like the warning from a congressman about Obama being a dictator with no oversight, and
here we go.
Boom. The Federal Reserve clip. Please mute your mic.
Stuff going on in the background. From Paul Brown says he fears President-elect Obama could establish a Marxist dictatorship. Brown said in an interview Monday, quote, "It may sound a bit crazy and off base, but he's the one who proposed this national security force." Brown is referring to a July speech by Mr. Obama in which he called for a civilian force to relieve the military of some of its national security burden. That's exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany. It's exactly what the Soviet Union did. He's showing me signs of being Marxist. You have to remember that Adolf Hitler was elected in a democratic Germany, end quote, Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, it seems like every show I'm doing is going to be an anti-Obama show.
Well, we got to keep our eye on the ball. We can't just talk about mindless issues. We got to keep at it until the new world order is destroyed.
So, yeah, definitely check out ObamaForgery.com. I'm going to blog about it. In fact, I'm just going to also put it as a link. Actually, I'm going to do that right now. Add link. And
yeah, here, let me read this. This is the text accompanying the clip that you just played. Mm-hmm. Georgia representative sent a congressman or senator, I'm not sure, it doesn't say. Georgia representative Paul Brown tapped into an undercurrent of public fear when he questioned what Obama's socialist leanings may mean in the next administration. He warned of an Obama dictatorship and fears a coming socialist agenda based on Obama's own statements, and compared his rapid ascension in troubled times to the circumstances which promoted Adolf Hitler. The rhetoric is obviously harsh, but unfortunately taps into the sentiment that is widely perceived, what the BBC calls Chinese whispers. You know, 9/11 conspiracy theories is just a rumor. It is obviously too early to know if the fears are founded, but it is a sentiment felt by a large segment of the public as Obama transitions from president-elect to president. Paul Brown mostly fears Obama's proposal of a national civilian security force that would trump local law enforcement and local laws. Obama's idea conjures up images of strong-arm tactics used in other socialist countries like Venezuela. Socialist governments in Central and South America have long used quasi-governmental militias to strong-arm the populace, in particular, political dissidents. That happens to be a favored tactic by the liberation theology movement, out of which Obama's former church, his reverend, is connected. And the idea is similar to his new chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, who has advocated for a universal service. Although it is easy for people to dismiss Paul Brown as a fringe publicity monger, lingering questions about Obama remain. These questions caused mainstream media reporter Barbara West of station WFTV to openly question Joe Biden about Obama's Marxism and his tendencies, his socialist leanings. The video annoyed the Obama campaign so much that they cut off access to the station. Unbelievable. But Paul Brown is no crackpot. As a biography, he is a two-term United States congressman who was reelected in a landslide election to serve Georgia's 10th congressional district. He also served in the U.S. Marines and became a U.S. Navy medical officer. And after leaving the armed forces, he became a licensed physician for 20 years in Georgia. He's married and has two children. So basically, this guy is saying, you know, what's Obama going to do with a national civilian security force? Don't we already have enough cops on the street? I mean, hell, New York City is loaded with troops on the streets regularly now. National Guard and Navy and police are all working together.
Yep. But it's for our freedoms. Yeah, they'll stop and search you or harass you for, you know, and demand your papers. I mean, I've actually told this story before. Over the summer last year, coming home from my then girlfriend's house, she lived in Long Island, so I had to take the Long Island Railroad. Was in Penn Station, and you know, it was still warm out. Didn't have a jacket, so I had to carry a lot of crap in my pockets. Cop is screaming. Port Authority police officer is like saying, "Yo, boy." Your son, boy. I don't answer to boy or son because only one man could call me son, and, you know, I am not a boy. So I just kept walking. He runs up, grabs me by my shoulder, spins me around. He's like, how come you didn't stop when I called you? And I'm like, my name isn't boy, and I'm not your son. He's like, well, I don't know your name. Well, then, you know, I don't answer to that. What's your name? I'm like, why did you just assault me, officer? Was I doing anything wrong? You have a lot of things in your pockets. I'm like, yes. Can I go now? Why you got so much stuff in your pockets? 'Cause I don't have a bag. Yo, I think you're hiding a weapon. I'm like, well, I'm not. Yo, how's about you let me search you so I can feel better? I'm like, no, thank you, officer. Can I go now? I need to
so you could feel better. It's for your convenience.
Yeah. You know, I gotta catch a train, officer. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Yo, why are you taking the train so late then? Well, because I was just coming from Long Island. What for? I'm like, well, officer, I mean, is it a crime to travel late at night? It's suspicious.
Yes, it is, boy. Better get used to it under President Obama when he instills the curfew under martial law.
Officer, I'm not doing anything wrong. And then I pull out my pocket constitution and I read, you know, all persons can be safe in their papers and possessions. And he walks away. So, yeah, always have a pocket constitution with you. You never know when it comes.
And let me say this. Now is the perfect time to prosecute Bush and Cheney. Now that they're out of office and they no longer have to deal with continuity of government, we are free to try these motherfuckers for war crimes.
It would have been ideal to do it while they were still there and get them.
No, but now it's even better. Even though the chances of that are slimming, if we can reverse that, the effects of it are so profound that we could actually, if we put our mind to it, we could do it, because there's so many people who have written comprehensive stratagems on how to go about this. You know, Anthony Bugliosi, the prosecution of George W. Bush for murder, and other documents that illegal scholars produced. So now is actually the perfect time to go after these guys, because, you know, it was a better time to prosecute them when they were in office. But, you know, now we still have an opportunity to do that. You know, let's not let the opportunity slip. An attorney has previously pointed out that it is unlikely that a court would allow high-level officials, such as a sitting president or vice president, to be tried until they leave office. That's because the constitutional separation of powers provides that one branch of government cannot unduly interfere with the workings of another branch. So they had to basically wait until he's out of office. But we could still do something with it. You know, we could still do something.
Yes. Exactly. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music because, yeah, we're going to... This also is the Unsigned Artist Rock Show.
Are we going to do a third hour?
Why not?
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
Yes, let's do this. In fact, we're gonna start off with Ground Zero, Black Bush.
Barack Obama, he was harnessing the young, eager, energetic army.
The army of supporters.
We now continue our coverage of the terrible aftermath of Barack Obama's victory, which has left Obama supporters across the nation with nothing to talk about.
It literally was.
Some think there is potential to convert political support into social activism.
President's connected with an army to do his bidding and put pressure on Congress.
An army waiting for new orders. For Good Morning America, John Berman, ABC News, New York.
Haves and have-nots, graphs and caveats, John Ashcroft, swamped laptops and black ops. The only way off the radar is to have your fingerprints scratched off. First Amendment is freedom of speech. Obama will pardon Bush for everything, won't see him impeached. Bilderberg, marionettes, carrying threats, they need him to preach. Speaking real sweet, like you were eating a peach. But really, it's your sovereignty that they're scheming to breach. Demolish writtens like politicians on solid missions. Obama's a comic villain with a voice like Robin Williams, but with bigger bailouts, he'd be robbing trillions. We the people will rise against evil guys. National socialism sold at an unbeatable price. The reigning champ, I won't go to a training camp, but the government, dead and dirt, straining cramp. A pirate defending ships against censorships, indentured to the rich, spending legal tenderships. Androgynous agenda, making your gender flip. Keeping allies close, but bearing in mind enemies. As bloodlines prepare the identity of Caroline Kennedy for center stage. Every time she menstruates, she representing a den of snakes. The Stephen Colbert stares is why I don't believe in soul bears. Cause Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert even sold theirs, granting the fantasies of banking families, thanking us candidly for ranting angrily. Cause the heat eutectic fools and elite eugenic schools, endless feud, huge centrifuges, plentiful skull mechanics. And a gulf of panic was multisyllabics result from the cult of Atlantis. Lacing the verses, frames subversive, mason with thermos, both taste and purpose. The changes loose like Jason Burmes, dying rescue workers and firefighters. Honest architects and engineers, inspire writers. As I go higher and lighter, I can put an end to an entire empire.
A president speaks to military service as an obligation, not just of some, but of
many. I think it's important for the president to say, this is an important obligation. If we are going into war, then all of us go, not just some. There's no doubt that if there are wars going on and some are being asked to sacrifice their lives, then I think you have to ask yourself, why them instead of you? And so I think there are special obligations during wartime.
That was Black Bush. That song was Black Bush by Enemy Combatant. Check out his site, myspace.com/psychosamurais. And, yeah, song's hot. Got some mad flow. Gonna keep going. This, I'm gonna play Section 8 Cartel with Lies and Agony.
Yeah.
was Section 8 Cartel with their song Lies in Agony. Check them out, myspace.com/Section 8 Cartel. Gonna keep moving on. We got some more music. We're gonna play it till top of the next hour, and then we'll go back to talking. Just thought we should take a little break and listen to some music, get our minds nice and relaxed to accept some more information. This is Five Cases of a Tragedy with Through the Unseen. myspace.com/5coat. We're gonna be going back. Is enemy combatant still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I actually was going through the listings of talk show. I found a show for Freemasons by Freemasons.
Well, I'm sure that they, you know, sit around and have a reading club and they like to bake brownies.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Nothing to see here. In fact,
Well, if you missed it, for those of you just joining us or for those of you coming back from the break, just to recap, we were talking about the Obama inauguration, the New World Order, that is going to be built out of that, the new World Order 2.0 that's coming. And basically we're talking about world government, how Obama will basically give birth to this new economic order that they're now calling for. And hell, they might just make him president of the world. I mean, you know. Well, it is 9 o'clock. I am your co-host, enemy combatant, here riding shotgun with Louis B.
Right.
Jersey City in Brooklyn, New Jersey, New York area.
Yes.
We've got a lot of listeners in this area, but also expanding our operation internationally.
And let me do some station identification. Quick commercials.
Are you fed up with all the BS in the world? The time for correctness is over. It's time to kick the issues in the balls. Listen to the Karate Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B, live on Saturdays and Sundays at 7 p.m., only on KarateShotRadioShow.com. This isn't your father's truther show. Listen live if you have the balls. The revolution starts now. This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. One pissed off Puerto Rican got tired of being bombarded by bullshit and lies, so he started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Karate Shot Radio Show. Call the Karate Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
All right, we're back. How is everyone doing? I'd like to thank you for spending your time with the Karate Shot Radio Show. And if you're a Freemason, your New World Order will not exist. In actuality, you are serving Satan. Your founder, Pike, was a Satan worshiper. Wake the hell up. You might think you're in some secret brotherhood.
I mean, all you Obama supporters out there, you know, the Obama logo, NWO, it's a sigil. They use magic. You know, just look it up. If you don't believe me, just type in S-I-G-I-L, sigil, into a dictionary. Find out what it is. Find out how these people are screwing you through graphic arts. And yeah, it's magic.
Right. Also, let me go in back into saying, if you would like to support the Karate Shot Radio Show, you don't have to give us money. But feel free and buy from Blockbuster Total Access, over 80,000 titles, free in-store exchanges, no late fees on online rentals, and free shipping. 50% off your first month subscription for Karate Shot Radio Show. Listeners and subscribers only. Also, if you like to help, go to the KarateShotRadio.com or KarateShotRadioShow.com and click on the ads by Google. Just click on them and see what they got to offer. That'll help us out a lot. Help us buy new computers that will help bring up the quality of the show and less. And actually be able to do a lot more stuff. So you don't have to give us money. We're not asking for donations. Just click the goddamn ads. We also got ads from the Apple Store. Apple Store, you can get yourself a nice iPod or a MacBook, which works better than the PC. I tell you this because I've actually used both. Unfortunately, I use a PC now, but I hope someday, with your help, hopefully, to buy a new MacBook. Also go to buy.com where you can get some reasonably priced electronics, music, anything you want. And also if you want to download music, which is also compatible with your iPod that you buy from the Apple Store, it's Rhapsody.com. You can get new tracks every Tuesday. It's a digital music service, access millions of songs. And again, new tracks every Tuesday. Again, without your support, the Karate Shot Radio Show could die because, you know, I need to make some money and I can't just be sitting here like an idiot, you know. But please, you know, with your help, it helps, you know, allow us to bring you the truth and everything and help get the word out, spread it even more. Again, not asking for any money. Just feel free and help us out by doing that. And please tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Word of mouth. Say, like, look, the Crotch Out Radio Show is cool. You know, we don't censor anybody unless they're being a freaking total tool and not adding anything. But if anyone wants to argue, anyone wants to disagree, feel free and call in. All we ask is that you be fascinating. But if you're a fucking putz, we bounce you the hell out. That's all we ask. You can call in and act a fool. Just be fucking interesting. Be fascinating. Go ahead. I don't care if people prank me. It's the funniest fucking thing in the world. Because you think that you could get to me. The only thing that pretty much will get to me is if you're a fucking tool and you're just, like, covering your eyes to what's going on to you. You know. But, yeah.
Well, with that being said, why don't we announce the, you know, rundown for what we're going to cover in the third hour and then let the listeners back on. I want to talk about the symbolism, just briefly dip our toes into the water concerning the Stargate girls or the Spice Girls, Illuminati mind-controlled whores, New World Order whores. There's a lot of interesting symbolism that's going on there. And again, beware of anything that's coming out of England, because the British are the ones who started this whole Freemasonic, American empire.
Right. My only question is, couldn't you have found pop stars that are more current?
Well, no, that's the whole thing, is that they're trying to make a comeback right now, like a phoenix, just like the New World Order. You know, the creation and destruction are two sides of the same coin.
Okay.
You know, they're trying to bring back the whole sentiment of the 90s, Clinton era, feel-good politics. You know, Bush Cheney is out. Obama Biden is in. Well, before we get into that, because that's going to take some time, and I'll, you know, give you pointed suggestions to, you know, where you can look further into my series. It's an 8-part series of postings that I did on the Spice Girls, which I'll get into at the second half of the hour. But just real quickly, before we bring the listeners back on, you know, thank you for being patient. Thank you for listening to what we have to say and also contributing your original thoughts. We do our best here. Again, this content is free. You know, you're receiving some high-quality content. I just upgraded my microphone. I upgraded my headphones, my speaker system. Pretty soon I'm fixing to get some more memory. So yeah, please support the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're going to expand, and you know, we follow through on everything we say that we would do. I just blitzkrieged the blog over at crotchshotradioshow.com with this series of 8 posts, which we'll get into in a minute. But before we cover that, this is earlier this month from the AP, Reuters. Israel shells UN building, Thursday, January 15th. The UN headquarters in Gaza has been set on fire after being hit by Israeli shells. Witnesses and UN officials said the United Nations Relief and Work Agency building was being used as a shelter for civilians fleeing the bombardment of the Palestinian enclave when it was struck. UN spokesman Chris Gunness said, quote, "Our compound in Gaza has now received 3 hits, reportedly of white phosphorus. Buildings in the compound are on fire. There are loaded fuel tankers nearby, and 3 people have been injured. It is not clear at this stage if they are United Nations workers, Relief and Work Agency workers, or civilians who have been taken into refuge. The use of white phosphorus, which causes horrific burns on the skin, was banned as a weapon of war under the 1980 Geneva Protocol." So, again, why is this important? You have Israel right now showing itself to the whole world for who they really are. They want to wipe off Gaza. They want to wipe off Palestine off the map. So it's not okay to talk about wiping Israel off the map and Ahmadinejad as this boogeyman they want to build up. you know, he got booed at Columbia University, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on forever, ad nauseum.
Right.
But you can't criticize Israel.
No,
even though
not.
This article right here clearly shows Israeli military attacking a United Nations building. So, you know, what's going on here? And another thing, real quick, that I want to get into, and then when we let you listeners back on, hey, what do you know? It's 9:11 p.m.
Oh.
We're about to let you guys back on in just a minute. I don't want to just briefly get into this and get your comment on it, and then please, you know, follow up with whatever questions or comments you had in mind over the break. As of January 20th, 2009, noon, Barack Hussein Obama II became the 44th president of the United States. And the corporate-owned mainstream media would have us believe that Obama's ascension to power is an all-American dream that any hard-working, common African-American man can achieve. So, please bring back the listeners.
Oh, a lot of them had to leave.
Oh.
So.
Whoever's left, I guess.
Going into overdrive, so. Just me and you, amigo. Yes, like to thank Hats for coming in. She has to go. But before then, I would like to read the story. Did you hear about that man that tried to set WTC7 on fire?
No.
No? An employee of a financial trading firm at 7 World Trade Center was charged with arson after he went to his office in the early morning hours yesterday while inebriated, got trapped in an elevator, and used cleaning fluids to try to light a fire in an effort to get help, authorities said. Ryan Brinkhoff, 24, of Jersey City, was being held by Port Authority police and was to face charges in state Supreme Court in Manhattan for a series of events that brought city firefighters to the building at 3:52 a.m. In an account pieced together from surveillance videos by Port Authority police, Brinkhoff arrived at 3 a.m. in the building where he works on the 34th floor at DRW Trading Group. After walking through a lobby turnstiles, Brinkhoff punched the wrong code for the elevator and arrived on the 35th floor, police said. He wandered around on the floor, then boarded a freight elevator and pushed buttons that sent them to the 40th floor, they said. Unable to exit the elevator after 30 minutes because he did not have the proper code, Brinkhoff allegedly sprayed cleaning supplies that were in the elevator on the elevator floor. Port Authority police said in his statement, he then attempted to ignite a fire in the apparent effort to attract attention and exit the elevator, causing a contained smoke condition that activated the fire alarm system and returned the elevator to the ground floor, police said. Once in the lobby, Brinkhoff was arrested by Port Authority police officers. Authorities said Brinkhoff caused no fire, just enough smoke to set off the alarms. He is charged with several counts of second-degree arson and a count of fifth-degree arson. Port Authority police said additional charges were pending, officials said. Brinkhoff's mother, Alicia Robinson, reached at her home in Gallatin, Missouri, said she was shocked by the allegations. She said her son recently moved to New York from Chicago, where he also worked for DRW Trading Group.
Wow, ain't that some shit?
Yes. I guess that's the latest, but when it first came out, they said that he had gasoline. So, yeah, the picture is he's smiling, he's laughing his balls off.
Well, I guess if there's nobody left, it's just me and you. Let's finish at 9:30, and let's try to wrap it up in the next 15.
All right.
I mean, my final point here was just going to be, you know, that everybody thinks that Obama represents them, that anybody could become president now that an African-American has done it. He's broken the chain of white people.
White people like Barack Obama, because Barack Obama makes Bryant Gumbel look like Malcolm X.
So, you know, is Obama's ascension to power an all-American story attainable by any man? Or is Obama's coronation a result of his blue blood ancestry? The Spanish phrase sangre azul, a categorization of the Spanish royal family and other high nobility of Visigothic descent, was translated into the English idiom blue blood, which emerged in the English vernacular in 1834, accentuating noble birth. And then, you know, also purple is associated with red, and red is associated with royalty. So yeah, I mean, Barack Obama, shit, he's, if you trace his lineage, you know, he really is blue blood. He's Bush and Cheney's cousin, which we exposed. He's also cousins with Brad Pitt. And here's a picture in the New York Post. I'm going to send this article your way, actually. Here's a chart, a genealogical family chart, posted in the New York Post about who Barack Obama is directly related to.
Take a look at this. Jones Report.
Okay, it says that George Bush is related to Barack Obama. He's his 11th cousin. George Bush is also Brad Pitt's cousin. Or no, I'm sorry. Brad Pitt is Obama's cousin. Okay, I see. George Bush is also cousins with Dick Cheney. 9th cousins with Dick Cheney. He's 11th cousins with Hugh Hefner, George Bush. He is 5th cousins with John Kerry. He is the 11th cousin of Princess Diana, George Bush. George Bush is also related to Marilyn Monroe. George Bush, believe it or not, is also 7th cousins, 5 times removed, with Abraham Lincoln. So ain't that some shit? And, you know, we played the clip where Lynn Cheney says that she did some genealogical research and that Dick Cheney is cousins with Barack Obama. And Barack Obama admitted that. I mean, the media didn't really talk about the fact that he was also Bush's cousin as much, but it also came out that he's George Bush's cousin and Brad Pitt's cousin. So Barack Obama is right up there with the rock stars and the, you know, going on, he's going on tour with Bon Jovi, like you said.
So, black people, how many of you are descendant of royalty? Really?
I mean, we just showed you how it's a huge incestual orgy of power. And you're telling me that Obama represents you? He's a rich guy. He doesn't care about you.
Yep.
And according to Rosemary E. Batchelor, a Pulitzer Prize winner, journalist, historian, and genealogical researcher, Obama is related to at least 8 American presidents, sharing common ancestors with James Madison, Woodrow Wilson, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, Lyndon Johnson, Jimmy Carter, George Bush Sr., and Jr. Obama is related to 8 other American presidents. Is that a coincidence? Another coincidence. Obama is also a distant cousin to Katharine Hepburn, Brad Pitt, Christopher Reeves, Winston Churchill, and astronaut John Glenn. And Obama also has European royalty from Edward Fitz Randolph all the way back to William I, King of Scots. So what's the big deal with the King of Scots being an ancestor of Obama? Well, according to Rosemary E. Batchelor, Obama's opponent in the presidential election and his running mate all claim the same guy as an ancestor, William I, King of Scots. That's unbelievable. So both the Democrats and Republicans share this common ancestor.
So, I ask this question again, people. Where is the change? There is no change.
Sarah Palin, according to the same person, this researcher, Rosemary E. Batchelor, Sarah Palin is also 12th cousins with John McCain.
How the hell, seriously, how the hell does that work? I mean, is the genetic pool that, at this point, I think I'm related to Bush. I'm like his 25th cousin, twice removed by marriage.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, hey, we're about to close up the show. I got to go eat dinner. I'm starving. This New World Order descending on us, I can hardly afford a can of beans and rice.
Skippy. So, yeah, you know what? Yeah, there we go. Anyway, any last words?
Yeah, before we close, I just wanted to really blitz.
You see the way you came off with the mouth? Just like that.
I just wanted to blitz through the crash course, first and seventh post in the series of the Spice Girls, so that people can get acquainted with that information and be willing to go check it out. Please check out CrotchShotRadioShow.com. And you will see on the left-hand side all the posts in the month and the year, broken up by year. And most recently...
I actually have a request of you before you go. How's about you write a little crash course on how to spot synchromysticism?
That's a good idea.
So you have homework. Because okay. I would like to know how to spot that, and I'm pretty sure that would be a very popular post.
All right. Well, just so you can look into the symbolism that is associated with the Spice Girls, I'm just going to briefly read an excerpt from two posts that I did on the Spice Girls. Post 1 out of 8... Headlines is the name of the song, is the default video on the official Spice Girls YouTube channel. We can see many different Freemasonic symbols. There's a set of three candles, three sets of two candles, rather, which is an 11-11-11, adding up to 33. 11 is also K in gematria and numerology. K is the 11th letter of the English language, so 11-11-11 is KKK. And also we see the Spice Girls, one of them wearing a checkerboard waistband right beneath her breasts, beneath her bosom. And you'll see a lot more of this in a lot of other videos where they're constantly interacting with checkerboards. And Baby Spice in the video, who is the strongest 9-11 resonator out of all the Spice Girls, originally I discovered this significance of the Spice Girls in relation to the 9-11 mega ritual when I watched their video, To Become One, because that reminded me, of course, of Alchemy and the Twin Towers fusing to become the single Freedom Tower. But in this video headlines, you see Baby Spice pass by a pillar, and the pillar is interchangeable with the candle in Freemasonry. There's various different tracing boards, different degrees, and they alternate the symbols, but the candle and the pillar are interchangeable. So baby spice, or our symbolic rebirth, is caught between the twin candles, or twin pillars, which resonates her role as the 9/11 rebirth goddess that we saw in Two Become One. And also, this other post that I did to, you know, once you get through some of these, this is kind of like the halfway point, even though it's all the way at the end. There's a lot of material before this. But it says, you know, if you made it this far, I congratulate you for taking the time to peer at pop culture with a little bit more scrutiny and trying to perceive it from an esoteric or occult point of view. Synchromysticism, and I'm going to do an expanded post on this now that you bring it up, you requested it. Synchromysticism is the undertaking of piecing together the puzzle pieces, the symbols, all the patterns that we experience in our daily life that we upload and download from the collective mind into our brains when we go to sleep at night. You know, it is the combination of the waking world, the waking life, and the dream life into one. You know, the being becoming aware of itself through us and our actions. So basically what we're doing is looking at things that appear to be unrelated, but they're really strongly connected at a metaphysical level. So what we have is the dramatic expression of conspiracy theories playing out before us, such as depopulation of the Earth, aliens, shape-shifting, genetic engineering, and a whole lot more. The Spice Girls interact with a whole lot of weird stuff, and they get into some really weird behavior. And they really are goddesses. They assume a divine status in all their videos. They're constantly warping their reality, their environment, and attracting objects to themselves, and doing all sorts of bizarre things. So we need to look at that and you know, say, hold on a minute, what's going on here? Why are we being brainwashed? So please check out my posts about the Spice Girls. There's 8 different parts to it. And also check out the previous posts from 2008 if you are new to synchromysticism and you just have no idea what I just said.
Alrighty then. So I would like to close out the show. This is something when during the Ron Paul campaign. Was done by 9/11 Cartoon on YouTube. It is very inspirational, and I think I really think it should be heard again. So this is for the December 16th Money Bomb. Hope you enjoy.
Presidential candidate Ron Paul is trailing badly in the polls. He hasn't broken 2% in national polls. He's tied for dead last.
Lord, give me a sign!
The far fringes of the debate with little chance to make much of an impact.
Truthfully, everybody thinks he's in the House. Everybody thought that he's been crazy.
There are a lot of people who describe you as a flake. And that's a quote. That's not my word. That's their word in the article.
RedState.com recently announced it was banning bloggers from posting Ron Paul-related comments.
Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul!
In first place, Ron Paul, 39%.
Yes, they're stacking the deck. That's the way they have in every campaign. He did not win this debate.
How is Ron Paul's number so high? We've had so many emailers say that clearly some online communities are messing with the outcome.
Look, Paul protects all rights.
Like internet polls.
They're not even polls.
He did not win that debate.
He did not win it.
No. I have to show you something. How many of you thought Ron Paul won the debate? No hands going up.
Lord, give me a sign. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know how you're going to find. It's all the time. Show me how to teach the mind.
mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do. Lord, give me a
sign. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul raised big bucks with a very successful one-day internet fundraising drive. It's amazing.
It means his supporters dropped $4,380,000 in 24 hours. That's $182,500 per hour, $3,042 per second.
Those are actually pledges, or people supposedly gave their credit card numbers and they made the contributions, do we know?
These are actual donations that have come in online.
Perhaps Ron Paul simply is the Sanjaya of the candidates.
Absolutely. And you won't mind waiting on the Lord. Hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest man.
How's the chili, John, that you got over there? I thought it was ice cream originally, but you got a little chili there. You deserve it. You're working real hard.
For real with us now. I want to feel. Show me how. Please. Let me take your hand. Guide me. I walk sober. Stay right beside me. Devil's trying to find me. Hide me. Hold up. I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm going to find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
I will never live a lie. I will never live a lie. I'm going to get because I try.
What?
I won't get it till I die.
What?
I'm going to make it wrong or right.
Yeah.
Make it through the darkest night.
Yeah.
When the morning comes, you'll see that all I have is God.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm going to find. It's all the time. Show me how to keep the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do. To be big lost out of you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
What's success for you in this campaign?
What's success? What win is one? One is the
That's
goal.
That's not going to happen.
Man, fuck George Stephanopoulos. Alrighty. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.